Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions and are at different stages of their careers, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your showbiz questions. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and just click the link. And this will take you directly to our archive page, and that is where you can view the list of the past guest. Now, you can also view our download our free app for your Android or iPhone and listen to any of the other exciting and informative shows too. So just download the app directly from our homepage, latalkradio.com. You just have to scroll down. It's located towards the bottom of the page. So just scroll, and you'll find it. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. So just go to their websites and type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there you have it. Now, if you want to be a guest on our show, we are currently booking. So please go to our official website, which is QuestionRealityRadioShow.com, and click the contact page, and you could submit there. Again, if you're working professionally in the entertainment industry and you want to come on and promote your projects or to give tips, advice, and resource information. Now, as always, we have a fantastic, incredible, lovely, sexy, I'm going to call him sexy. Oh, no, it wasn't for you, Laquita. I know you're so used to me using sexy to describe you. We got another sexy in the studio now. We got a man, a Shunny B on. He is with us today. We're going to talk to him later. He is a martial arts master and actor, and we are going to talk to him. But I wanted to tell you the coolest thing ever that's recently happened. For those of you who currently have a web series on YouTube and you're hoping and wishing and praying that something's going to happen and you spent every last dime and you're now having to use food stamps, it can happen to you because you can go from a YouTube web series to a TV show. And I am happy to report that the web series that my super talented, hysterically funny friend, Jim Ross Meskimen. Now, most of you know Jim Ross Meskimen. He's a huge internet viral video success. He is also the son of Marion Ross, who used to be Mrs. C on Happy Days back in the 70s. I know everybody knows that show. He is a celebrity impressionist, and he has been working for a couple years on what's formerly called The Impression Guys, and it's currently airing on YouTube, but it is now going to be a TV show. Yay! Where's the applause, Albert? The applause. Thank you. Okay. You know I got my corny sound effects tracks. I love them. I just have to play them. Don't mind me. Anyway, the show, the new name of the series, which is starring Ross Marquand and Jim Ross Meskimen, and they are two impressionists looking to be taken seriously as actors, and it's called Impress Me. How cool is that? They're impressionist. Impress Me. Well, it will debut on Pop TV on March 18th at 10:30 p.m., And that is right after the Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara comedy called Schitt's Creek, S-C-H-I-T-T-S Creek. And you know Eugene Levy from the American Pie movies. And Catherine O'Hara, oh my God, she's like an icon in comedy. So tune in to Pop TV. You can find out what channel it'll be on in your area by going to their website. At the bottom of the website, you just type in your zip code, and it'll tell you what station. I think it's cable. We don't have it. We have AT&T. It's got DirecTV, Time Warner Cable, all these cable companies, and of course, we don't get it. AT&T, terrible, terrible. Also, I want to announce that on Saturday, March 21st, from 4 to 7 p.m., it's Shunny B Day at the Martial Arts History Museum in Burbank, and they are going to be honoring the life of master of martial arts, action film producer and actor, Shunny B. Shunny B Day. Wow. I wish I had like the
That's
sound
really
of that.
Cool.
I mean, huh? I like to have my own damn day. Why can't I have Priscilla Leona Day? I worked hard. I want my own damn day. I want it devoted just to me. I'm going to put it on my bucket list, and I'm gonna make my own day. You know how I do my own birthday party?
So clean up.
I'm going to have my own day. It. Key to the city for me. And he will be there to meet all of his fans and guests for the screening, which will happen at 5 o'clock, of his new film entitled Gorka Protector. Where's this? Where is it? The sound effect. I'm firing you. Thank you. You're going to get fired. Okay, Gorka Protector. Let's do it one more time, Albert. Albert's in charge of sound effects today. Yes! It's a little weak for a gong, but you get the question. And the cost is only $10, and it's going to be at 2319 West Magnolia Boulevard, and the website is MAM. What is that? MA Martial Arts. MAM Museum. MA Museum. MAMUSEUM.com for Martial Arts Museum. That makes sense. And what's exciting is there will be a slideshow detailing Shunny B's extraordinary life and career.
Oh, cool.
I like that. And going to have, now what is this? Happy hour style cordials with wine and delicious Nepali snacks.
Well, I'm there.
I don't even know what a Nepali snack is, but snack's the operative word in my dictionary. I'm there. And this is the chance to spend an evening with a living legend of Bollywood. Mr. Shunny B is a legend in Bollywood. So, again, March 21st, go and check it out, MAMUSEUM Museum. And I guess that is to promote the person who I'm talking about on the show today, Shunny B, and oh my God, we have his friend, a little hot sexy, I gotta say, hot sexy number three. Laquita has to be hot sexy number one. Shunny's gone two. Chris has gone three. But Shunny B is a martial arts master. He's an actor. We have a co-host today, hot sexy number one, Laquita Clear. Albert,
she's
applause
back.
Later. Applause. No, not
no,
the gong.
Oh, no.
No, she got gone.
I just got gone. It's like Showtime at the Palo and they drag you off.
I know. All right, we'll take it. It's an effect. And she's a producer, writer, actress, and she's here to promote Subject 5. Gong. Oh, no, that should be an applause.
Applause.
Wow! I just like the gong. I'm now onto the gong. I always do the applause. And yeah, and there we go. Thank you for the extra one. All right. And today's topic of discussion is going to be the importance of having various skills as an actor, combat for stage and screen training, which includes like martial arts, parkour, sword fighting. And as you know, in film today, Laquita, right? More than ever, at least since the 70s, actors should have a wide variety of skills in their toolbox, right?
Definitely.
And that will increase your chances of landing a role in action film. And whether it's a knife fight or a sword fight or hand-to-hand combat, jumping from a building. I write this shit. It takes me hours, and I'm going to say it. I don't care how long it is. I write this. I spend hours writing this shit. So whether it's from jumping from building to building like Spider-Man or for a Shakespeare production, you need training and experience, right, Laquita?
Definitely.
And fight scenes of all kinds and should, you know, what should they do? I think they should excite an audience, right? And they should define a character and they should what? Move the plot forward, which is very important, I think.
I definitely think move the plot forward and definitely entertain, though. When you watch an action scene, you want to be so entertained.
Absolutely. And that's what, and that's why you're seeing more and more, as your movie is, Subject 5, more and more films with action, superheroes, and all kinds of fight scenes. Oh, I just had a picture of Channing Tatum doing karate. I got distracted for a minute. Sorry, Shani. and there, but there needs to be, like, you know, a believable exchange. And not all martial artists, teachers can make this happen because to train, of course, I should be having Shani explain this, but to train someone to do a martial art and then have it be believable on film are sometimes two different things. You can't always, that's why you need like a stunt coordinator, a fight guy. So again, there needs to be an believable exchange that basically will evoke like a visceral exchange, right? Something needs to happen. And you can do that with a push or a slap. People think, oh, because a lot of times, as you know in Laquita, when you have a film, it takes so much money. And if you have fight scenes, you have to have what? You got to have like a expert on the set, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And they cost money, right? Yeah. Where does it fall? Like, for example, if you're doing a combat or fight scene, then when you get insurance, it's required that you have somebody to manage that. But you can make something exciting with just a slap or a push. Tell us about that. No, you. You've been in prop films, right? Where it's just a slap or a push, and you didn't have to add the extra money to hire a stunt coordinator. Right?
I think it's just for me, it's the emotion behind the action. Because if you just have two people fighting, it's just two people fighting. But if you have two people fighting for a reason, somebody just got slapped because it's the boyfriend and he did something wrong, and you see the emotion behind the slap because you see this woman slapping him, and she's like, "Oh no, you didn't! I can't believe you did that to me." So of course it's like a I think a fight is a conversation.
Yeah.
It might just be an angry conversation. Mm. So it's like I punch you because I don't appreciate what you did.
Yeah.
And then I kick you.
Uh-oh. You hear that? She will punch you if she didn't appreciate what she did. Look out, man.
Or kick.
You know, you don't have to go full out and hire like a coordinator for that, right?
I think it depends on what you're doing because I always like to say safety first.
Yeah.
So it depends. I mean, if you're doing a regular slap, although you always need a professional, I think, unless your director knows, to tell you how to sell a slap, because that's something that unless you've taken stage combat in school or you have theater training,
right?
You don't know. Someone tells you to slap someone, and you're like, oh, you mean real? Or
you know, you can knock the hell out of them. It would end up with a full fight on the set.
Yes.
And I would be saying, roll it, get that footage. Now, just some fun facts that I wanted to bring up. Mixed martial arts is like the fastest growing sport in the nation, right? And it's becoming so popular. That's why we're seeing more and more films that incorporates. And over the years, we've seen quite a few famous faces in the form of martial arts. There's some of, did you know, Laquita and Shani, that some of our former presidents practiced mixed martial art disciplines. Oh, give me an effect. Gong, give me a gong. Dung. Oh, God. Okay. We're doing this all day. Get used to it. All right. Yes. All right. So Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. Let me finish. No, this is true. They were both respected wrestlers in their time. Now, of course, wrestling is not a martial art, but it is a necessity in MMA. It has to be. It is a necessity. And did you know Theodore Roosevelt studied jiu-jitsu and judo, and even Bill Clinton trained in Taekwondo?
Wow.
Interesting facts.
Okay, I buy it.
Johnny, see what you're learning being on the show today?
Ooh, now, I've never heard about that.
I know. See that? Yeah. Now, let's talk about all about Shunny B. Now, he is from Nepal, and he moved to the U.S. 20 years ago to pursue a career in the entertainment industry. And today, he is a highly respected martial artist with a, I didn't even know you could go up to 7 degrees. 7th degree black belt in Taekwondo. He's an international referee in Olympic Taekwondo. He's a national coach for Taekwondo and a Jeet Kune Do's, has a Jeet Kune Do's master's degree. Is that right, Shani?
Yes,
it is. He has trained with direct students of my obsession, Bruce Lee, which include Ted Wong, Dan Inosanto, and Leo Fong. And Shunny B is very well known in the film, television, and commercial industry of Bollywood as a martial artist and as an actor. And recently, he produced and starred in the movie entitled... Ready? Get ready for the gong. A Gorkha Protector! Oh, God. You are so fired. Gorkha Protector. Okay. Which was filmed in Nepal and premiered in Los Angeles. And what I loved about the story, and I haven't seen it yet, but again, March 21st is an opportunity for us all to see it because it's a screening, right, Shunny?
Yes.
The subject matter is very interesting. It focuses on the elimination of human trafficking. And because the film has received a lot of positive feedback, Shunny has begun working on... Get ready, Albert. Has begun working on Gorkha Protector 2!
Nice.
Thank you! You'll be hearing these gongs all night long after the party has ended here. You're going to hear those. Mr. Shunny B is also currently working on another film by Leo Fong called Runaway Killer. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of students, we also happen to have, of course, the luscious Laquita, who was a student of sorts, at least for a short time period, I think a day or two.
No, longer than that.
Okay. Okay. All righty.
And she's coming back.
And I'm coming back.
She was a student. And yeah. So she, my little co-host, the luscious little lethal weapon, Laquita Clear, is the writer and producer of a sci-fi action drama film project that I'm also proud to announce that I'm one of the producers in.
Woo!
And she took instruction classes. Instruction classes from Shunny B to prepare for her role starring in the movie as your character name is Lynx?
Cyan.
Okay, producer of the show, really I am.
Mm-hmm.
She had a wonderful experience. She said,
yes.
Oh my God, she was just so excited. I talked to her on a Friday and she said, I just came from this wonderful,
this is how I found out that
was weird. She said, I just came from an incredible session with this man named Shunny B. And I said, oh my God, wait a minute. My friend Ernest Thomas referred Shunny B to be on the show. So it just proves it's such a small world. You just never know. Who the hell you know?
He whipped me into shape, girl.
Oh,
I would have been looking a hot mess on screen.
Wow.
Honestly, I would have been in big trouble.
Well, let's talk about that. What, how important, speaking from an actor's perspective, what was your experience? First of all, who referred you to Shunny B? Because we want to thank them. And what was your experience with him as an actor preparing for a role?
Well, I actually found him online.
Oh!
Yeah, I found him online. I think it was like Groupon or something like that. Not that Groupon needs any plugs, but if they want to give me my 10% for the
referral. Oh, yes!
So anyways, yeah, so then I went to him, and amazing. I went to him one day just to kind of do the classes and meet him and sign up, and he was so giving. Like, it's so, you meet so many people in LA who are like, yeah, give me the money, like, sign, I'll sign you up. But he was like so interested in helping me. Like, from the moment I walked in, even privately, I worked with him.
Okay.
So even privately and in classes. So the process was really cool because he would show me just, like, basic things as an actor that you – I feel like we need certain things in our arsenal of moves just to be able to even know or pick up choreography.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you don't know how to do a kick and then they're like, yeah, you do 5 kicks and you jump in the air and you flip and you're like, well, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, my God. You know? I mean, you could pull a groin. You could ruin your vajayjay. I mean – one lip could be permanently damaged that ruins the whole chance for a future husband.
Exactly.
I see I'm embarrassing the hell out of Chris over here. I actually apologize. I forgot to introduce our other guest in the studio today, Shunny Bees. Oh, yeah, I talk filthy. Did you not prepare Shunny? Thank you.
Oh, no, you've been gone.
I love it. Just throw them in there randomly. I talk filthy dirty like a sailor. I'm Irish. It's just what we do. It's whiskey and talking dirty. That's our thing. We have another hot. Did we introduce you as hot sexy number 3, Chris? Okay. So we have a wonderful little sexy guy who is Shunny B's friend. I'm going to assume he's here to show support. And his name is Mr. Chris. Speak in here and tell us what your last name is.
How are you, L.A.? Chris Bodo.
And what do you do, Chris Bodo, occupationally speaking, not sexually?
Well, I teach martial arts, so.
You were telling me you're a mixed martial artist.
No, I'm a kickboxer.
A kickboxer. You told me that. I'm such a dingbat. You told me that like 4 times. You're a kickboxer. But how is kickboxing different from being a mixed martial artist?
Someone's calling.
Oh, somebody's calling, apparently. I wonder who it is. Well, let's let Chris answer, and then hold on, caller. We'll be right with you. Okay.
Hello?
You're making this show appear incredibly unprofessional, Albert. Hello, caller. Didn't know you were calling. Do you have a question for someone in the radio station today?
Yes, I have for Priscilla.
Oh, damn, I can't even get mad. All right, yes. All right, what is your question? And it better not be sexual. Get ready to hit delete.
Incredibly unprofessional, Albert. Hello, caller. Didn't know you were calling. Do you have a question for someone in the radio station today?
Is Priscilla there? This is Priscilla, right?
Oh, damn, I can't even get mad.
Thank you, Albert, for this wonderful, wonderful experience we're having today. Yeah, he had his radio on, so he was getting feedback. That's called a delay. Okay, we're going to just move on. We're moving on now. Chris is a big... Chris, finish what you were saying, sweetie.
Well, sexually or...
No, we're past that now, because now I'm annoyed. I'm not thinking about sex now. I'm thinking about something else.
No, the difference between kickboxing and mixed martial arts is... mixed martial arts goes to the ground. There's more... more different kinds of martial arts are actually involved, where kickboxing is basically, depending on what region of the world you're in, is just stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't go to the ground.
So you get down and dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Friday and Saturday nights especially, but on a Sunday, you'll chop them. Yeah.
If you're in a dark alley, you need to call one of us.
Oh, great.
Now, are you... She's been trained now. She's been trained by master, Shunny B. Do you work... do you have a studio, or you
just... I have a school out in Santa Clarita, and I named it after my father. So it's Bodo's Kickboxing.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And do you have a website?
Yep.
What's the website?
.com.
Spell that, because that's an unusual.
So it's B-O-T-T-O, apostrophe S, or not. Well, anyways, Bodo's Kickboxing. So
we can Google it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And the website address would be B-O-T-T-O.
S Kickboxing.
There you go. And let me tell you, girls, it's worth checking them out on Google. Get your little hot. If you're a hot to trot and in heat, hit Bodo's Kickboxing.com. Because there you go. That's what I like. All right. Now, Shunny, one of the many great things about being an actor is the ability to try new things, learn skills that are enjoyable, along with boosting your chances of getting a role by adding more skills to your resume. This is what an actor has to do now. It's not just looking good anymore, because there's 50 million chicks that are looking good.
You're right.
But if you have that little extra something of being able to kick some ass, but yet, you know, be able to do a perfume ad, that's a good thing. So in your opinion, which martial art is most beneficial to a career in acting when you first start out? Because, you know, there's difficulty levels in these martial arts. As an actor, say, we'll do a female and a male, if there's a difference.
Okay, as an actor, you know, my experience, you know, Taekwondo going to teach you a lot of flashy kicks, you know, which are very important for a movie business. Because when you have like a 360 rounders kick, a spinning hook kick, you know, other martial arts also, they do have this kind of kicks. But Taekwondo is 80% kicks.
Mm.
You know, that's why for movie, you know, more you throw kicks, more it looks beautiful.
Mm.
And, but now the demand, like you're talking about the mixed martial art, you know, and Jeet Kune Do is bringing that concept, you know, kicking range, boxing range, and trapping range, and grappling range. So for movie now, according to the what mixed martial art going on now, you know, I think Jeet Kune Do is the best to go.
So if a female comes to you, she doesn't have a specific role, but she wants to be prepared because she wants to audition for those types of movies or television shows. What is, if she comes to your studio, what is the first thing you're going to advise her to do or to take?
For a movie.
For film or television, yeah, just to prepare.
For film and television, you know, first of all, this is a totally different, you know, martial art, street fight, and movie fight, you know. You have to have a knowledge of expression, you know, action, reaction, this is all. So if some ladies come, like Lakita, she come to my studio first, you know, I advised her, you know, because to look good in movie, you have to have a good cooking knowledge, you know.
Right.
And same time, you have to have a fall, you know. So this kind of all knowledge, if you have, so on his screen, it's going to be look dynamic, you know.
Right.
And same time, like when you punch somebody, you have to have an expression in your face. Not otherwise, just you fighting like on the street like a real people, is not going to look good on movie.
Exactly. Absolutely. Now, Laquita, obviously, no, other than the obvious reason of landing a role or television part, why should actors add martial arts to their skill set, other than the obvious?
I think it's also good just to have, in terms of movement and athleticism, besides just, you know, I'm auditioning for a part, it's nice. Actors, we always want to keep ourselves in shape. We always want to also learn new things, mm-hmm. just in case you're ever asked. You never know when you might even just be asked to do something. Besides, ladies, it keeps you in good shape. So that, I would say, in summer's coming up, you want to look good in those bathing suits. So head to martial arts class, ladies.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Now, Shuni, certainly, I can't see with my glasses. Okay, currently, there are so many films and television projects that involve various types of combat. So financially speaking, if you're on a low budget for your skills training, how do you decide which classes or training you can get as a contender? Because I don't know what the prices are, but not everybody can afford it. What do you recommend for a person who's, you know, on a budget, kind of poor?
Yeah, to me, you know, if somebody come and tells a problem, you know, what's going on, you know, in life, even I don't ask for, you know, fees, and I just train.
Mm.
This is what I'm doing for a long time. Even when I was in Bollywood, I trained a lot of actor and actress. Now one of my actors, he became superstar in Bollywood. His name is Akshay Kumar. Well, I trained him, and he became my good friend. This time, he's a millionaire, you know.
Wow.
So
amazing.
It doesn't matter to me, but, you know, if
I wouldn't be saying that, Shani. People would be lining up around the block, Shani.
Oh, he's going to have all Shani's these people waiting at his studio.
I want training.
Like, hello, I heard.
I'm for, did I hear free? Oh, but you know, that's because you have a love and a passion.
Martial arts.
And that is what is most important to you. You're not about the old, good old mighty buck. So, what is the website address for your studio, by the way? I want to get that. I didn't get that earlier.
Yeah, bemartialart.com. B-E-E, like a bumblebee.
B.
Like my last name. martialarts.com.
So there you go. Check it out. I'm not saying, don't be trying to get over on them now. You better be giving something up, some money over there. But come on now. Now, if a person doesn't intend on becoming an expert, but they want to have decent enough training in their fight scenes, how long should a person take classes, or when do they know when it's enough to be able to get through an audition or a role? Because, I mean, if they're not wanting to be a master at something and just be able to, what do you recommend?
Yeah, so business, you know, you don't to become black belt in martial art is like 4 to 5 years. It's a process.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, wow.
You have to work inside and outside, you know, conditioning, plus mentally, you know, physically. There's different training. But to go in movie business, you know, you don't go like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
To me, you know, I think 3 to 6 months I can.
So you can help somebody in 3 to 6 months, yeah. So they can look good.
Exactly.
Their ass can be perked up. You know, they can fight in their. Yeah. They can have the butt looking good. Okay.
Yeah, my manager, Victor Krulov, you know, his office is Sunset. He sends a lot of new actor and actress to my studio, but I charge them
because they have money. Show me the money, Shani.
So that is 275 I charge per hour.
Oh, 275.
That's
low. Per hour.
Yeah.
Oh, LaQuita. Hello. You've been getting special treatment because your body is rocking. Shani is copping some free feels to offset that 275 an hour. I know what Shani's been up to. Oh, Lord. Oh, but that's a fair price. For you being a master of what you do, I mean, you are so credentialed and so talented and so skilled. That is a fair price, because I have heard, honestly, people.
And Lakita knows, you know, in Pasadena, rent is so high.
Yeah. So oh, like, my gosh.
Know, I have to make money.
Yeah.
Don't get me beat up by the wife.
Yeah. I didn't know he was married. I assume all men are single until the wife comes after me.
She's a martial artist, master, girl.
Oh, my God. Mrs.
Get
B.
Get me beat up.
Mrs. B, I didn't mean a thing by it. Now, Shani, with such shows like The Three Musketeers on the BBC channel, what are your thoughts on adding the skill set of fencing? Because, you know, there are all types of fencing. There's like Italian rapier. I didn't even know this shit until I did my research, but there's Italian rapier, Spanish rapier, French foil, Italian dueling saber, dueling sword, French small sword, traditional rapier, contrapoint. And apparently fencing is now being intermingled with martial arts. That's the new thing. I don't know if you heard of it. I assume you have.
You know, it's not a new thing, because when the Bruce was alive, even he incorporated fencing, you know.
That's right.
In Jeet Kune Do. The man is standing, it's called Baijang, is standing in Jeet Kune Do in Cantonese. His the unguard position is like a fencing.
Yeah, that's right. From him. Right before you take it to his little nose, his little cocaine nose. Oh, I love that. That turned me on so much. So do you know anything about the fencing world? Has anybody come to you and said, I'm a fencer, but I want to incorporate it in karate, because there's so many shows that are now going to require that.
Yeah, as a Jeet Kune Do master, you know, I do have a good knowledge. I don't do with real fencing, but a lot of steps, a lot of, you know, things I already know about fencing. You know,
okay.
Because JKD is all about, you know,
yeah,
different, you know, adaptation.
That's a skill that you need to incorporate. Yeah. So Shani can help hook you up with that. Now, do you do private lessons or group lessons?
So far, I do have almost 100 students.
Okay.
So like according to age, 3 to 6, 7 to 12, you know, and teen and adult. So it's a group. And whoever come for private lesson, I charge like 275.
Yeah.
People fly from New York. People fly from Ohio.
Yeah. The doctor. To prepare for the role. They want
this
you.
This is for the real martial arts.
For the real martial arts. But if somebody wants to hire you just to prepare for a role like Laquita did, you are available for well. And do you have people, if you are not personally available, do you have teachers?
So far, I'm the one.
So it's so interesting that you said Bruce Lee, because as a child I was obsessed with Bruce Lee. Oh my God, I loved him. So for me, Bruce Lee still remains the greatest greatest icon of martial arts and martial arts cinema, which is a difference. And he is a key figure of modern popular media. Now, I think if it had not been for Bruce Lee personally, I don't know if that art, the martial arts, would have been an art form like it is today. So it's arguable. Some people are like, it would have happened. Somebody would have filled the role, but I don't know. Bruce Lee did it for me. What are your thoughts about him being that film genre, being him being able to penetrate the market and him being responsible for it being as popular as it is? Because karate or martial arts wasn't really well known in the 70s until he came along. So how do you think he was able to, as he still cemented his place in history? So how was he able
to
do that?
You know, is the only one, you know, according to my opinion, you know, because of him today, everywhere martial art is, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? So we have to give, you know, some people talk a little bit bad about Bruce now, you know, he's already dead, you know.
What?
Whatever, you know, they talk, let them talk.
Yeah.
Because he was the icon. He's the man for martial art. He's the one who brought martial art all over the world.
That's right.
So we have to respect
that. And it
wasn't
just him doing martial arts. He was a great actor, which people don't give him credit
for.
Great
actor.
He was a
great philosopher, you know.
Good philosopher. So he choreographed the fight scenes and
exactly.
worked on the stunts himself. So mm-hmm. a lot of people, you can mm-hmm. be an actor and do it, but that doesn't mean you have the ability to
Didn't
to
we meet Bruce Lee?
No. We did, but that's my friend Roxanne's husband.
Oh.
His name is one of my close friends, Roxanne Lee. Her husband is literally named Bruce Lee.
Okay.
I love that. I just met him over the holidays. Now, there have been so many other martial artists who have become internationally known and popular, such as, oh my God, that Jean-Claude Van Damme, what he could do on those two chairs. Oh, I still got that picture in my
closet. His son is
my
student, Nicholas, you know. I trained his son for 5 years.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's
yeah.
son?
And every time he was testing for the different belt, he used to fly from here to my studio in Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
His son was like a five years old when he started training under me.
Wow.
He's 18 years old now.
Wow. Oh, my God. I did not know that. Again, there was Jean-Claude Van Damme, Jackie Chan, Jet Li. Not many people know Donnie Yen. I was a huge
martial artist.
And, of course, Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, Don the Dragon Wilson. We know him.
He's good guys.
And David Carradine, of course, Kung Fu. And other than the obvious reasons, which Bruce Lee being the first actor martial artist to gain recognition on the silver screen, why haven't those actors that I just mentioned, why haven't they moved forward with becoming a legend like Bruce Lee? What was it about Bruce Lee? I know we just talked about it, but I want like a different perspective, compare him to these other people. Because they do the same thing. They all do martial arts. What was it about Bruce Lee?
Okay, the difference between those martial artist actor and Bruce Lee, because Bruce Lee, when he fights, you know, he fights.
Yeah.
Now, according to the ability of his opponent.
Yeah.
Like the expression on his face. You don't need to punch real when you fight on movie, right?
Yeah.
You just contact. Sometimes even you don't need to contact. But you have to bring that expression when you deliver your kick and punch.
Yeah.
Like the audience has to feel, wow.
Yeah.
It is real. You
right.
know? So those ability, you know, you have to gain, you have to develop. And that is acting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And acting has to become within, you know.
That's right.
Not to copycat.
I think he was a natural. He was a natural. He was a natural.
Yeah.
And let's give some props to the ladies in the martial arts. Now, I'm a huge Gong Li fan, but Lord knows Gong Li can't chop anybody. But I wanted to bring up, and you probably remember some of these people, kick-ass martial art ladies. And do you remember Josephine Tsao? S-I-A-L, Chinese. She was in the 60s, so that might have been a little bit weird time, but I watch all those. She was a trailblazer for all the ladies that started out in martial arts. And she just paved the way because there wasn't any females doing martial arts in the 60s. But, it's a very Hong Kong dominant male field. But she came along and they're like, okay, you can do your thing. But anyway, she was huge. Check her out. And she also, it was... do you know Jet Li's Fong Sai Yak film series? Are you familiar with that?
Not really.
Okay. All right, never mind. All right, we'll move on from that. Well, I'm a huge martial arts fan. So Michelle Yao
is great.
We know her. And more of the Chinese comedian actresses, what was her name? Oh, I wrote it down. She was in James Bond. What was her name? Yuen Kwu, because we only got a couple minutes, so I want to get... But anyway, martial art ladies, and Maggie Q from Nikita. So, ladies, get out there and represent. Now, Laquita, who are some of your favorite female martial artist actresses, and why?
I like Michelle.
Michelle Yao.
Yes. Mm. For me...
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
She's so believable, and I get such a sense of emotion.
Yeah.
When she's doing moves. And also, it's not even just delivering a move. It's when you're receiving a punch or a kick. Mm-hmm. For me to actually feel like it landed, even though it didn't, I want to feel that emotion from you. So I love her. And then I also have to say, from The Raid 2, the chick who plays Hammer Girl... is pretty bad.
What's her name?
Not even sure. So sorry, girl, if I don't know. Not that she's even anywhere here.
Well,
like
she's here. Oh, she'll hear it.
She's an international show. So there's like this scene, if you guys have seen that movie, like in the hallway where she's with this hammer, and I'm like, wow, girlfriend. She's pretty fierce.
Is this a feature film or
The Raid? Yeah, The Raid 2. They're like, yeah.
I don't know The Raid.
Those movies.
Now, what Laquita? How can we encourage more females to take martial arts classes? Because a lot of them are hesitant. They don't want to get beat up. They don't want to break a nail.
But
how
you don't
get them over to Shunny.
Well, for me, the experience was, even though it's usually mostly males in the class, it was a very positive experience for me. I didn't feel like I'm going to get punched in my face or I'm going to. But then on the other hand, I didn't feel like they were taking it easy on me just because I was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the fear is that you're going to be thrown into a class and then they're going to be like, okay, let's spar.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. You're not in a competition.
Mm-mm.
You're going to learn, and everybody is learning at their own pace.
Yes.
And one other quick thing I wanted to say about martial arts in general, which is I'm just such a baby. I'm not a martial artist by any means, but I notice that everybody thinks of martial arts just as being physical, but it's really mental. And I think that's important for anybody, especially actors in the industry, to keep your mind right. And the things that it teaches you in terms of just your
discipline,
mind and discipline and concentration.
Patience.
It's so many things that I think it's really crucial.
That's right. So, if you're a female and you're having problems on the dating scene, you're getting frustrated, take a martial arts class because it's a male. He's a representative. You can fantasize at your... boyfriend or ex-boyfriend or husband. Shunny can take a punch. He doesn't mind. He's there. So I would highly recommend that. Now, most film martial artists lean towards the Chinese systems and like Kung Fu because Chinese systems are flashier and fun to watch, right? Mm-hmm. Bruce Lee. And many people try to imitate Bruce Lee's style, which is, what is it, Wing Chun?
Jeet Kune Do.
Wing Chun is his style I have down here. Now, in my opinion, having a third degree black belt ex-boyfriend, which I did, he taught me some moves. I think I could take you down, Shunny, on a good day. He used to always say that hard styles like karate are easier to master, but not as entertaining. Because he would watch the karate moves with me and he'd say, oh no, blah, blah, and he'd have to comment on all of them. He used to say, stay away from jujitsu if you're going to take classes and you want to be a film. film actor. I don't know why. Don't ask me. But it's I know why. I wrote down here. No, he said it was just a bunch of rolling around on the ground, and it's not going to add any entertainment. So that's what he said. I remember that. But he did say that Aikido from Japan is fun because of circular motions and throws. What are your thoughts on the subject for that? Do you agree? Just say yes or no.
No.
Okay. Oh, you can't say that. Oh, that's right. We don't want you to say it. Never mind. I didn't think about that being like too opinionated for your world. Okay, never mind. Okay. How about this? When I was doing research on you coming on, and I asked my female friend in New York, and she, as I told you earlier, she is a stunt coordinator and a choreographer for film. She does NYU, Law and Order, Law and Order, NYU, SVU. Thank you. There's been so many Law and Orders, I can't remember which. So I asked her her opinion. She said that she would choose first to learn Tukang Musol. Do you know what that is?
What is that?
I've never heard of
it. Tukang Musol. It's a martial art. It's T-U-K-O-N-G. M-O-O-S-U-L, Tukang Musol. Here's a reason. She said that she would learn it because most American action films start with Taekwondo. Which has a beautiful kicking technique, mm-hmm. and most Asian action films are based on the Shaolin Kung Fu or Wushu. Mm. But, she said, Tukang Musol is a great option because it's hard, like Krav Maga, and or karate, but it contains the basics of Shaolin Kung Fu. So it gives more options for her when she's creating choreography.
Okay.
Now, since you didn't hear that, I just taught you something. God, you're going to go look it
thank
up.
You, thank
so
you,
my bro. Question was, do you agree or disagree? But we can't answer that one.
Many martial arts system, you know, like in a Kung Fu, there's like 475 branches.
Wow.
You know, in a Taekwondo, there's like 4 or 5
wow.
branches.
Wow.
You know.
So that and falls like a subcategory.
When you go to karate, there's a Wajiriya, Shichiriya, Wujiriya, Gujiriya, a lot of karate, you know.
Oh, so I said ask. Her and she put this big paragraph. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but that's what she said. So that's an option. Now, my personal opinion on when you're choosing a style, like I have an opinion, but I actually thought about it, and I do, because I was researching all these styles, and I watch videos and kick moves. And now, an actor, and Laquita was saying this earlier, an actor should choose an instructor experienced in applying the martial arts to film, which is a little different than just teaching students and doing it street style, right? Mm-hmm. There's a whole choreography. Now, why should actors listening to the show today choose you as a teacher rather than someone else? What do you offer that's unique other than the standard?
I'm the best.
Woo!
There you have it, folks.
Give me the gong! Give me the gong! What? The gong! Give me the gong! Oh, jeez. He is the best, Shawnee B. Woo! Okay. So lastly, I also feel that the martial arts style you choose will give you a foundation, Laquita, but there is more to film fighting, as we just talked about. So I don't think that all of the answers for what you need to do to prepare as an actor / martial artist are found just in taking lessons. So if you get on a set doing screen fighting, you're going to need to listen to the stunt and fight coordinator because you have to adapt to what they're saying, because you could have been taught something from Shawnee B or Bruce Lee or whoever, and you get on set, they got their own fighting style. They're going to do their thing. So you need to listen to what they're saying, what they say and what they do. Because like the style we just talked about, the cuckoo, was it Tung Kung Mausu? You're like, what the hell is that? Well, that's what she teaches as a fight coordinator. That's her thing. She choreographs everything in this style. So, you know, you can go in, but don't be trying to do your own moves on the set. Listen to the stunt coordinator and the fight choreographer. Because the best place to learn film fighting, believe it or not, you don't always have to take classes. She said you can just learn on set. If they're willing to train you, you can pick up the moves because it's all about beautiful choreography, but you should have a minimal amount of training just to kind of get the feel. So how do you feel about that?
To me, you know, if you even the fight choreographer tell you to do this and that, when he asks you to throw around a kick, a spinning hook kick, you have to have a knowledge.
Yeah. the minimal training.
General people
definitely.
Not gonna know that, right?
Yeah.
So he need to have that, you know, foundation. Then it gonna looks good. Look
right.
Look real, you know.
Yeah.
So that we train first, you know.
Yeah. So that's why you have the ability to train a person, depending on what you come into Shunny B for. If you say, I want to learn because I'm going to be going underground because I've got a husband that's a little cray-cray, and if I run into him, I need to be able to kill him with 6 pressure points, then he can teach you that. But then he also has the ability to do the stunt and fight choreography for film. It's different, right, Shani?
It's totally different.
Totally different. You need to make a person look good and look graceful, and it can't be hard and choppy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that.
Yep. That's what is my goal now. In Hollywood, you know, I want to make totally different way of fighting, choreograph. I'm not going to say like a Hong Kong, but, you know, we're going to be unique.
Unique.
Yeah.
And now you just recently, you have Gorkha Protector, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're writing Gorkha Protector, too. I wanted to know how that's coming along. I want to know, you know, what the movie's about and what was your inspiration for the movie?
You're talking about Gorkha Protector?
Yes, the first one. Let's talk.
The first one is, you know, about human trafficking.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in Bollywood doing a lot of movies, that time 3 girls was sold from my hometown. It's a real life. And I was like 7 in the morning. I was just, you know, ready to get up to go to work out. The mother from that 3 girls, she came from Nepal all the way, you know, with my friend. And she asked for help to, you know, get out those girls from where they were trapped.
Right.
And I did it, you know, in my real life. You know, I got my student help. It took time, like a couple of weeks. But we managed and we took them out and sent them back to Nepal.
Wow. That is amazing because
wow.
Most people don't get rescued from being trafficked.
It was very risky things to do in Bollywood, you know.
Right.
But I didn't. At that time, I wrote the script and everything. And I didn't have fun, you know. So finally, I got fun and then we went back to Nepal and did film.
I didn't even know what a Gorkha Protector was. I was watching NCIS Los Angeles, and it was a 2-part episode about a guy from Nepal who was a Gorkha Protector. And apparently, they're like little ninjas of India, right? They come and swoop in, and they get the job done no matter what. Is that what a Gorkha Protector does? Are they...
The Gorkha is actually, you know, is just like a samurai in Japan.
Okay.
It's a tribe, you know.
Okay.
We're the warrior tribe.
Okay.
And it's nothing to do with the human trafficking, but
right.
This is just title, you know, Gorkha Protector name, you know.
You go out and you help people.
Yeah.
You're like superheroes.
Superhero, yeah.
You're like Subject 6.
It's a fiction,
six.
You know. Still, this is based on like a lot of true story in Nepal, but it's still fiction, the movie, yeah.
Okay. Time's up, apparently. I'm getting a note. And your film is now going to be screened again March 21st at the Martial Arts Museum.
Yes,
you can go to his website, which is B Martial Arts, and check him out. I highly recommend this gentleman for all of your martial arts need. Any fight stunt choreography, he's going to be the one to help you. So please, please go and check out Mr. Shunny B. I want to thank Laquita Clear. Hot, sexy, little lethal weapon.
Thank
from
you, Priscilla.
Subject 5. You can check out our movie, which is subject5.com. We are, what process are we in real quick?
We're in the post-production process, and then special effects, and then you guys will
and then
see
we'll
it.
Be able to say. Now we're going to have the screening, and you can meet Mr. Shunny B, and you can get him to sign something, whatever he's going to be signing, but you can bring something, and you will get to see the screening and get Nepali snacks, which I don't know what it is, but I'm going to get one. I'm going to get some.
Spicy.
I'm gonna get it. Woo! I love spicy. And I want to thank Mr. Chris Botto. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. That's all right. I can treat you like I'm a man. You think you're tough? I can bend you over. You'll definitely
like that.
You'll be calling me sir. Yes, sir. After I'm done with you. And I want to thank, of course, my lovely husband Albert, who was in charge of the sound effects. So if you have any complaints, email him. All right. Thank you so much. And there it goes. All right. He finally got one on time. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week
Thank
on Question
you.
Reality. Say bye, Shani.
Bye.
Bye. Have a nice one.
Bye. See ya.
<ya. laughs>
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.